first want to give the Eagles credit. Certainly played well, coached well, got off to a start that I'm sure they wanted to get off to. We knew they were a fast-starting team. And wanted to try to put some emphasis on starting fast and keeping them, out of the end zone early in the game. And they did some good things, obviously, there in the first half and dug ourselves a little bit of a hole. And proud of the way our team fought. But we're learning some tough lessons that, you know, when you dig yourself holes like this against good football teams, ultimately, it can be too big to dig out of.
Josh, you thought this was September, and you were calling a moral victory the way you came back. But
yeah.
I'm assuming this time of season there's no such thing.
No moral victories. No, they're a good football team, and, we thought we had a good plan, and like I said, our players stuck with the plan and tried to do everything they could do, to hang in there in the second half and made some adjustments at halftime, made some plays, got back in the game, and that's what you got to do against good football teams on the road. We just, they made one more play than we did today. We got to keep our composure, certainly. Not every call goes your way. We know that. There were a lot of penalties today on both sides. So, we got to handle that better than we did in that situation.
Can you talk about some of the critical third down conversion that you weren't able to get
on? Yeah, they did some different things, and normally a pressure team, and they dropped eight sometimes on us, and I thought it was a smart move on their part. You know, we were trying to make sure that we could handle the pressure in the blitz, and ended up with a three-man rush a few times and tried to drop a bunch of guys and cover us. So, we missed an opportunity, I think, down the field one-on-one with Sheldon Brown. It was a close play, and then we had another one where Kyle was scrambling there. But both of them were big plays. Obviously, had a chance there. I think we were tied or down by three on both situations, in either case. And, if we make those plays, obviously the game could go a different way, but that's the difference. Sometimes you win the turnover margin like we've done the last couple weeks here and lose the game because you don't make a critical situational play, a third down conversion, whatever it may be, and that's what happened.
How did you see that 27-yard flex ball at the end there?
It was a great catch, I think, by the kid. I just go by what they tell me, and they ruled it a catch, so we got to play defense.
You still have a chance, or maybe even a decent chance, of making the playoffs. Are you up to speed on that yet?
Yeah, I mean, I know what happened. We got to do our job. I mean, that's what we got to do. I mean, we got to. Now we put it in a situation where we need some help, and what we can do is get ready to play the Chiefs and prepare hard, and win our final home game, and hopefully have an opportunity to play longer. It changes it a little bit. I mean, I give credit to Gaffney. He just goes wherever we tell him to go, and you don't have to tell him twice what to do. Lloyd filled in, I thought, and did a nice job, made some big catches there. But for the most part, we just left. We were down to three because when McKinley got injured, we didn't have anybody else, and those three would have played anyway. And they did a nice job, I thought, of hanging in there and communicating. When we had some formation stuff, and they talked with one another and got it all figured out. And that's what you got to do this time. We had a lot of guys play some spots today that Alfonso ended up being the returner. Ben Hamilton was in for Hochstein. Some different guys rotated in defensively, and obviously with the receiver situation, we needed a lot of guys to step up and play different spots.
This is obviously a big game for Dawkins. Did you see anything different
pre-game with more amped up? Maybe just a tad, but I mean, I think he was his usual self. Great spirit, great emotion, great leadership. Says all the right things. Plays hard. Does his job, and that's what we ask of him, and that's what he did today.
Can you talk about the job that Sam did on Jackson and how it covered
him? I don't know how many catches he ended up with. What did he? I don't know how many, but I thought, you know, that was obviously our game plan, you know, to put Champ over there on him. Wasn't man-to-man the whole game, but I thought we put him in some situations where he had to stand in there and fight with the guy. And, you know, he's a great receiver, and Champ's a great corner. And, you know, so part of our game plan, obviously, was to get him over there and try to create some pressure on McNabb, rushing more than four guys, and let Champ try to handle him. And I thought Champ did a nice job for the most part when we did those things.
Did the Brent Celek play surprise
you? No, I mean, he's a really good player. He really is. You know, we had I think we had one there where it was a bunch situation. They picked one of us off, and then another one where, you know, I thought we had a decent chance to cover him. We had a guy free, and he made a nice move. I mean, he's a really good pass receiving tight end, really good blocking tight end. He's a really good player, well deserved.
The touchdown pass that was the pick, just like the pick.
Well, we were in man-to-man coverage, and, you know, they kind of ran a bunch play, and we kind of rubbed off, I think, and, you know, it's good design, and got him free, sprung him free. Anytime that, you know, you get somebody that open, usually there's something that happens on the play, but, you know, that's part of football.
Josh, can you maybe summarize a team that was 6-0 and what happened since?
You know, I mean, it's the National Football League. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that go on, and, you know, some teams play well early in the year. Some teams are playing well now. Some teams play well the whole year. You've got to keep fighting, keep clawing, keep trying to get better. You know, and as long as you got a chance to get into the postseason, you have to improve. I mean, if you're sitting there and one of those teams not improving on a weekly basis, you know, you're falling behind somewhere. And, you know, we've been in some close games, you know, no question about it. Last week was a close one. This week's a close one. Most of them at this time of year are close, you know. Next week should be a close one. I'm sure it will be. So,
Kyle Orton,
he hung in there and did some good things, obviously. You know, gets a really good secondary, good pass rush, good blitz team, good scheme. Try to take care of the ball. You know, some situations where he took some sacks where it's probably the play to make at that point in time, because they did try to create some situations there to force turnovers. That's what they do. That's why they're one of the best defenses in football.
16 weeks, you can control your own situation.
Yeah.
This will be the first week.
Yep. I mean, I think, you know, anytime you lose a couple games like this in a row where you have an opportunity to win the game, you know, you certainly feel like you let an opportunity go. But, you know, we're in the situation because we didn't make enough plays to win the game. And, you know, being 8-7 doesn't mean we're out of the playoffs. Certainly doesn't mean that we're in either. So, you know, I hope, you know, knowing that group of guys, that we're going to be determined this week to have a great week of practice and prepare hard for the Chiefs and do our job and do the only thing we can do, which is win against Kansas City, and hope that we have an opportunity to play longer.
One more.
What is in your personal coaching handbook now as you go forward? What do you say to the team? How do you prepare differently, knowing that you don't have your own destiny, your own hands, you have to?
I don't think we can worry about all the other, you know, other factors. You know, the thing that we need to focus on is Kansas City. And I think that if we start talking about other things at this point in time, we're probably wasting energy on it, because there's nothing we can do to control what happens next week in other games. And I think our guys will be focused on the Chiefs, and we're going to work hard to make sure that we have a good week and have a great plan, and they go out there and have fun, execute, and play our last home game, you know, the way we want to, which is with great energy, execute, and try to beat them. And again, hopefully we get to play longer than that.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it.